You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into 2 parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends, and welcome in. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. Daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. A great team over there that would love to help you get into a brand new Yamaha golf cart if that's what you're looking for. When you buy it right off the floor, they're perfect. But if you want, you can customize it. You know? You can put the logo of your favorite football team on there if you want. You can put, I don't know, whatever you want. The sky is the limit. The sky is the limit when it comes to a Yamaha golf cart from Impact Power Sports. Online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com and in Rockford, Michigan. Along 14 Mile Road. I heard between the end of yesterday's show and today from my mole, which is within the building of Town Square Media, Grand Rapids. And there was discussion amongst the workforce there, as small as it is, at WGRD, that Kelly Cheese was not part of the segment 17 extra segment that the gang does at the end of their show for a Wednesday broadcast day. No explanation given as to her whereabouts. The broadcast day starts on a Thursday. There is no Kelly Cheese. My mole immediately weighs in with, yeah, she's not on. We don't know what's up. This is odd. This is very, very odd. Because the good lady had been talking about looking forward to going to Green Bay, Wisconsin. The crew is jet setting out of town today. And taking their show to Green Bay, Wisconsin for their annual visit to the radio station that they are on there. So what's going on that Kelly is suddenly not part of it? Today, the gang signed on. And same thing. Kelly taking a few days off. No explanation given. So that's weird. David asks the question, did she make fun of a sponsor and get canned? Yeah, who knows? I mean, I seriously doubt that if you were to go back and check out everything that happened on that show this week, that anything would stand out as any type of clue as to what is going on. Could this be something with a new job. Perhaps it's a disciplinary issue. Perhaps it's a personal issue. Perhaps it's a legal issue. That's all people want to know about. All I know is this. Typically with this show, where there's smoke, there's fire. When it comes to the Freeburn Outwing show in particular, anytime that I on this show have speculated that the shit is hitting the fan about something, I've been right. Every single time. And anytime that there's any type, and in fact, the last time that this happened was the Kelly Cheese divorce. And I didn't even believe it. It was audience members who were tipping me off saying, EZ, hey, we think something's happening here. And I did not believe it. But lo and behold, it absolutely was true. So I'm trying to stay ahead of the curve here in my speculation. I want to be at the crest of the wave when it comes to what the fuck is happening. But a sudden departure on a Wednesday show, and now suddenly they announce she's taking a few days off. That's fucked up. Something odd has happened. This isn't just, oh, hey, I'm feeling a little downtrodden. Perhaps it's a mental health concern, and nobody would want that. I mean, who would ever want anything bad to happen to Kelly Cheese? She's the only reason why that show exists in the first place now. It sure isn't Hot Wings. It sure isn't Free Beer. Who is it? There's no one left. Kelly is the Joe, okay? She is the straw that stirs the drink when it comes to content. It's unfortunate that it has to be wasted on a show where Greg is focusing on doing stupid bits like what goes in the fridge, and your clothes washing habits, and the great candle recall debate, because Greg is the one who picks all that garbage that they talk about and basically gives her a big pile of shit that she is left to create something with. And lover or hater, it doesn't matter. I've talked about this many times before. Doesn't matter whether you like or dislike. The fact of the matter is you know her name. And she's driving content. She might say something off the wall or ridiculous or make you go, well, fuck, what an idiot. That's her fucking job. That's what she is there for. When I was talking with Ross, newsflash, I am no longer talking with Ross. Out of the blue, Ross sent me a text. That was actually, I texted him. And then, he said, we cannot talk anymore. Because I wrote to him, hey, this may or may not interest you, but Kelly is pissed off at Greg and feels like there's sexual discrimination at GRD. My podcast partner and I broke it down when I sent him the free clip from Who Are These Free Beers? And he wrote, I have to end this thread for my mental health and out of respect for Kelly. Now, and I wrote, oh, damn, no worries, buddy. So I haven't talked to him since. I don't want to fuck that up for him. You know, I don't want to be the guy. And it's like, well, holy shit, out of respect for Kelly, because you have been anything but respectful during this entire time, a year and 3 months that I've been talking with you. I mean, this has been a long time we've been discussing. As you can see, I'm thumbing through the amount of correspondence that we have had over these 18 months. That is a lot of talking. And it's not exactly flattering about the old girl. Which I don't know where that comes from. Rebecca says, Ruh-roh, Ross got his hand slapped. Ben Glaze adds, don't forget about the bit. Is it a Taylor Swift song or Bath and Body Works product? Piano Finger Banger says, maybe Kelly is making a trip out west for some quote-unquote legal advice, if you know what I mean. Let's add this to the rumor mill. With that respectful comment by our boy Ross, maybe there's love in the air. Maybe these two are rekindling things and repairing what was damaged. Now, who wouldn't want that? Who wouldn't want happy people in the world? We need more happy people in the world. So I'm okay with that. But, yeah, raise your hand if you think that there's something going on. I know I do. And I'm here for it. Get the popcorn out. Because some of the best drama that we've ever experienced has been concerning this show. And it's outstanding entertainment. It's like the show makes up for months and months and months of shit product being put out on the airwaves with this type of awesomeness. Chris D is here. LOL, I had a phone call, so a few minutes behind. I'm listening to YouTube at double speed to catch up. Listen to Cartoon Toon Man go. Outstanding. Okay. I don't know how you do that. Why? Sounds so ridiculous. All right. So, to recap, Kelly Cheese gone yesterday. Left the show. Was not on segment 17. What's going on? Why? Before that, I was tipped off by my town square mole, my insider, who will remain nameless, that she wasn't there. And the rumors are running rampant throughout the entire, workforce. No one actually goes to the radio station. It's a ghost town there. In fact, my mole walked me through the hallways the other couple Saturday nights ago. I wasn't supposed to say anything, but I don't give a fuck. My mole, because I said, hey, I've been wanting to see in person the changes to the building, like since they renovated it, and I've always been wanting to go in there. So we met up and I walked around and he goes, don't fuck with anything. I go, come on, give me a fucking break. How long have we known each other? It's really great in there now. I have to admit it is, that studio is one of the greatest I've ever seen. Seriously. But anyway, that person reached out to me and tipped me off. It was actually Pooh Bear, myself, and this person. My mole leading me by the hand. Don't fuck with anything, Eric Zane. I go, are you kidding me? There's cameras everywhere around here. Fuck you. Don't worry about it. But it's very, very nice. And then after that, then today, Greg goes on the air and says, hey, yeah, Kelly's taking a couple of days off. And she had been talking at length about, hey, I can't wait to go to Green Bay and have a good time meeting the audience. She loves that shit. That's like one of her favorite things to do. So why suddenly she is not attending that live show? Right now, they're on the way to the airport getting ready to fly out on another radio adventure, minus the only reason why you would ever want to listen to that show. What could it be? Your choices are personal matter, medical matter. So that's the same thing, kind of like, okay, personal mental health, medical health, disciplinary, or job interview. Job related. Or okay, could be disciplinary or could be fired. I am going with, I think, the least likely of things here. Hold on. Text message comes in. Somebody wrote on the, Ben Glaze just texted me this screenshot on the segment 18 page. Where's Kelly? I thought I heard someone mention she's out the rest of the week. James Hess, who I know that name, wrote, hopefully they came to their senses and fired her. It would be one of the single greatest moments on the show. Make them listenable again. Oh, bite your tongue, you fuck. Now, I don't want anything bad to happen to anybody. But if there is something bad happening to someone, I have to push everything aside in the interest of curiosity. Okay? This is my job. I am the most qualified to bring you any information concerning our pals at the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. And I'm the only one that does it because they don't talk about their own drama. Rebecca says, if they fired her, send the file of Greg's workplace sexual harassment. Yeah, that's why you don't ever sexually harass someone, even if you're joking. Because all you need is somebody pissed off and then saying, well, yeah, I was sexually harassed. And then you'll get, well, yeah, but you said it was okay. Yeah, I just said that because I was worried about rocking the boat. So that's it. It's an open and shut case. Chris is back. He's finally caught up listening to the nonsense at double speed. Silly. I am going to cast my vote. So your choices are mental health issue, physical health issue, legal issue, like something, she did something wrong legally and is incarcerated. So that's three things. Then there's a disciplinary issue, and then there is flat out fired. Those are your choices. I guess it could also be just wanted to relax, but I think that that's the least likely. I am going to go with, and the sixth thing. Job interview at new job. Man Bun Chris says, you're always right with this stuff. What's your gut say? Well, I don't think it's a job interview. I think that would be difficult. I think that she could very easily just say, let's schedule another date. And it seems very sudden because, again, just days ago, she was talking about enjoying her time going to Green Bay, Wisconsin. All right, I'm going to roll the dice here. And suspension and possibly fired. For what? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what goes on when the microphones are off there. Chris says their Reddit is talking about it now. Well, I'm curious as to what they have to say. But how many times have we been down this road with that team? All it says is Kelly Cheese out. And then it says clickbait. And then the OP says, why did you click? And then guy says, because it's clickbait. Wasn't that the point? Well, no, it may be clickbait, but it's still fun to fucking talk about. Okay, I certainly hope. I mean, I don't hope. The only thing that I hope for is that she would get a better gig that is better paying. Like I've said before, she's incredibly underpaid for what she provides. So that's the only thing for her well-being. I hope that she got a job that is a higher paying job. But anything else, I don't want any of that to happen to her. Come on now. That's ridiculous. Amanda is here. Rebecca greets her, and Amanda, I guess, asks her how she's doing. Amanda, you're alive. Jeremy and I were worried. I hope everything is going well for you. She said, I think I'm going to drop out of Fatathon. Oh, boy. I'm on vacation now for the weekend and going to a music festival and camping. Well, you know, I don't know if you want to just abandon it totally. Why don't you do this? Why don't you, if you feel like you've been spinning your wheels, maybe that's where it's coming on Fatathon. Maybe you reassess, like spend the weekend contemplating, maybe even go ahead, get some fresh dick this weekend and eat like an asshole. So one hand, you've got a BK broiler, the other hand, black dick, and you go to town on your two favorite things. And then the weekend comes, the weekend goes, and then you are back with a vengeance. Don't even weigh in Monday. But then, like, you know, then you're like, all right, I got to fucking turn this around fast. How does that sound? Because the last thing you want is to just not do anything. Because, you know, then you're going to die. And then you can't get any of those things. So let's set our sights on BKs and BBCs. And then enjoy all those things at your music festival. And then get back on the horse. That happens all the time. It doesn't happen that often with Rebecca and Jeremy. But those two, they've gotten to a point now where they're really starting to get that momentum. I mean, they've had it for quite some time, actually. And that's the hardest thing. You got to get into that momentum phase. And if you're not in the momentum phase, you can't just pick up the ball and try to run for a touchdown. You got to start with like this is a sports analogy, a 1 yard gain, and then maybe like a screen pass for six, and then Wes Welker over the middle for eight, first down, and now the defense is wondering what the fuck you're going to do. You're starting to get that momentum, but you still got to get that 1 yard run under your belt. And as of right now, you're running backwards, quarterback's getting sacked, 10 men on the field. It's a complete catastrophe. All right. So this concludes my speculation about Kelly Cheese. But something's definitely going on there. We can all agree with that. This isn't just, I wanted to take some time off. Yeah, that's bullshit. Now, I hope it's something minor, and I hope we never hear about it. Because that would mean it's gone like a fart in the wind. No big deal. Whatever. It happens. But if there is something that is mentioned, we're definitely here for it. And we definitely want to break it down with as much detail as we can. Because if not me, then who? Somebody needs to do this. Some legend like myself needs to do this type of heavy lifting. I don't want to do it. Who am I kidding? I absolutely want to do it. If there is drama going on that show, I'm like, fuck yes. Rebecca is here, and she says, we're celebrating Jeremy's birthday this weekend. Let yourself have some fun and get back on the horse on Monday. Yeah, you're on the stallion horse all weekend, and then you get back on the fatathon horse on Monday. Don't just throw in the towel and give up entirely, you asshole. Who gives a fuck? In 2 weeks, this will be a blip on the radar. You won't even give a shit that you fucking fell off the wagon. All right. I got a email from Piano Finger Banger here. And I guess Piano Finger Banger's significant other, his girlfriend, wants to take your old pal EZ home. The poor guy. He was sitting there watching this show, and his girlfriend is suggesting that she wants to have sex with me and Pooh Bear. What?
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Let me read to you this email. I think my GF wants to take you to Pound Town EZ. Okay. So there I am watching a replay of the Twitch stream. My girlfriend walks in the room and said, who's the silver fox? I give her the cliff notes on who you are. I then mentioned that you're married to the queen of the forest. What does she look like? She asks. Piano Finger Banger says, short, feisty redhead with big cans. To which girlfriend replies, and I quote, great, she can join too. Holy shit. At this point, I'm not entirely sure if she's kidding or serious, but I'd say there's a decently solid chance that she wants a one-way ticket to Swingersville, and you're both invited. God damn. I responded with LOL, OL, OL. Because that's about the only thing I can say to that. All right. Man Bun Chris says, hop in line. All the female listeners do. This is true. This is all the male listeners do, too. I am known for making the ladies swoon and the heterosexual men gay. Okay? I can't help it. I don't know if it's the charisma, the hair, the amazing eyes, the facial structure, the lack of wrinkles, the double chin. Who knows? But unfortunately, if I were to ever be put in that position, I would only disappoint. And I'm kind of like a, I kind of only go the route of the one woman thing. Things get more complex. So I want you to tell her this. Tell that sweet young lady. I said that is very flattering. And I appreciate that very much. That's a boost to one's ego. People sit up taller in their chairs when they hear something like that. It's like, yeah, hey, I still got it. Yeah. Tell her that's very sweet and I'm flattered. And you better treat her right. So is that a thing? Are you guys, is that a thing that you guys are into? Do you get into like deals where there's, you know, you and significant other and then other people? Because I know that that happens a lot. A lot of people are into that. Now, I don't know anybody personally who is, but I've read that that is quite a, there's spots on Reddit. Locally, you can, hey, want to get together and bang? Oh, God. Holy shit. Rebecca says it's the humor and the confidence. And that's, you know, a lot of people like that, too. If I can... If someone can make you laugh, that's a win. All right. By the way, I voice tracked three shows today for the oldies station, and my voice is fucking hurting. I felt it start to ache, and I was like, what am I going to do? Cole says, go tell Pooh Bear that a listener's girlfriend wants to have a three-way with you guys. Maybe she's down for it. I'm not down for it. You're assuming that I would want to do that, and I wouldn't be interested in that. That's a little much for me. I'm pretty old-fashioned with regard to that. But thank you. Chris says, I recall the Queen of the Forest mentioning once she liked the name Piano Finger Banger. Yeah, I don't recall that either. Cole says, maybe they can just scissor. All right, I have a scenario I want to run by you. I was on my personal Facebook page, and I saw some names from these folks that I went to college with. And I saw them and I went, I could have swore I was friends with them. So one is the husband, one is the wife. They met at CMU with me. And I knew them before I even knew Pooh Bear. A couple folks in the broadcast department, students. And they were a couple years older than me. I was a freshman at the time, and the one guy of this husband and wife team now was like a senior, and his name is Rob, and before I could go on the radio at the college station, I had to be what's known as a DJ assistant. So my job is to go in there and get his records ready to play and all that shit. And I really like the guys. He's a nice dude. And there was this chick in the broadcast department as well. And these two ended up dating. They've been married forever. They've got kids. They're very successful in their fields. Rob is in radio. And so I'm looking. I go, okay. So friend request. And right away, I get friend request accepted. And then dialogue with Eric, how are you? And niceties, nice stuff, all good. And then I noticed that after I started reading, I was like, wait a minute. I noticed that like many years ago, the same thing happened. So 09, right about the time I probably just got on Facebook, hey, friend request. And I'm like, we were friends because I'm looking at an old conversation from 2009. And I'm like, wait a minute. So that means if I had to go back and make a friend request, at some point I was unfriended, right? I don't think I would have done it. Maybe I did. I don't think so, though. I was like, hey, oh my God. Anyway, super kind. It was fun talking to her. And one of the things she said to me was, because they were running the college radio station in their own departments back then. This is 91.5, then known as 91 Rock FM. And one of the things she said to me was, she goes, Rob and I just found a box of old cassette tapes. You've heard me mention this term before. They're air checks. So you put a cassette in the thing. When the mic goes on, it starts recording what you're saying. That's how I got all this shit from the old Lost Zane recordings, or not Lost Zane recordings. Who are these Zanes and stuff from that radio station? So I'm like, please tell me there's something with me. And she said, I can pretty much guarantee you that there's something with you. And I'm like, holy shit. I got to get my hands on this. Now, it's a box of tapes. So she would have to go ahead and take the cassette. We'll probably have to buy a cassette player and do it that way. And actually determine, oh, this one's Eric. But we have to have this happen. And then she said, I'm going to check out your podcast. Because I was giving her the lowdown about how I got fired from mornings twice. Started this whole racket. Somehow radio finds its way back to me. Here I sit. All right. If you're watching the show on either TikTok, that's new, YouTube, or Facebook, I'm going to send you on your way. But if you want the rest of the show, you got to go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. I have another platform, too. It's Patreon. Today is a Big Fraud Thursday. We'll be keeping our eyes glued to the rumor mill. To interject any more information on who are these free beers concerning our lady pal, our gal pal, Ms. Kelly Cheese. Ben Glaze and myself at 6 p.m. Eastern Time will delve into another episode of Who Are These Free Beers. We have material from the very odd live show in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. We will get into that on today's Who Are These Free Beers. Including the clip of Free Beer. This is the video clip I have of Free Beer is my only Free Beer intensive clip, where he crosses his arms in front of him, and he's like, "I need to know if you guys think that I'm a wet blanket for fun. Do you think I'm a wet blanket for fun?" As if they're gonna go, "Yeah." What a horrible question. So. Ben and I, we haven't yet discussed this. I've played it for you, but we haven't really gotten into it. It's awful. It's so ugly. And then Kelly rushes into his defense like the pro that she is. All right, thank you. And that's patreon.com, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free. That's right, 7 days free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Email me on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. If you have anything you want to talk about, or say hello, or tell me that your significant other wants to take me to Pound Town, or maybe just thinks I'm ugly. Whatever. That'll never happen, though. Okay. Have a good one. Thank you. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. When it comes to health insurance, Frank Fuss has you covered. Some of you don't have access to health insurance, like the boss is not offering it, or you're between jobs, or you're self-employed. You got to get your insurance from healthcare.gov. Start at mypolicyshop.com. That is Frank Fuss's spot online. Buyinsurancehere.com is where you actually go. Buyinsurancehere.com. Fill out the form. You'll be talking with Frank in no time. You can literally have health insurance by the end of the day today. You don't pay Frank for his services. He's paid by the insurance companies. And he'll tell you about how healthcare.gov works and how you can save money and get a healthcare policy. Some of you work for a company that offers you healthcare. If your employer's healthcare, the cost of it that you pay is 9.75% or more of what your pay is, you don't have to accept that. You can also get insurance at healthcare.gov. Mention this to Frank at buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. I've been going heavy on the water today. In fact, let's do that now. I'm going to take a break, reset, check the rumor mill, and be back with more. Don't go anywhere on this Thursday edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Everybody's best buddy, Ben Glaze, has shot some audio my way. That is a preview for today, tonight's, who are these free beers? Of course, we are focusing on the Cape Cod show with no free beer in attendance for that one. Now, this clip in particular, this is part of the horrible habit that our heroes have when they are at live shows of them going into great detail about the travel. And this clip is, this show is no different. Now you'll notice here that Hot Wings is laughing throughout the entire telling of this moment. It doesn't matter what's happening. I think he's just walking through the airport. And there's 50 people there at this live show. And you don't hear anything from them. It's not funny. There's nothing funny about what is going on. And Hot Wings is cracking up. This is how that sounded from that show. Watch your ears here.
In it all, other than the fact that, yeah, we completely missed the exit. So Steve and I were in Providence, and it's not a particularly big airport.
No.
But there's a lot of construction going on, and we both had to pee. And the
Let's back that up. It's not a particularly big airport is the line. And it's not a particularly big airport. We're in Providence. It's not a particularly big airport. Why at the words, it's not a particularly big airport, is he going, it's not a particularly big airport? Why is he busting up?
We're in Providence, and it's not a particularly big airport.
No.
But there's a lot of construction going on, and we both had to pee.
We both had to pee? He's cracking up.
And the first restroom was jam-packed. There was a wait, which is unusual for guys. You go, well, let's just go to the next one. And as we're going, we walk right past the exit. And we're like, how do you get out of this place? You know, we'll just go to the bathroom by the baggage claim.
We'll go to the bathroom by the baggage claim. You know, because they got more than one. And there's a baggage claim bathroom. Ah! What the fuck?
But we could not figure out how to get out of the airport.
It was at the point where we walked past the third.
Yeah,
in it all.
Thank
other
you,
than the fact that, yeah.
Well done, my God. I've never gotten Ben and I started to discuss this years ago about, hey, he laughs all the time at, you know, like at inappropriate times when there's nothing funny happening. It is so painful, and I don't know if anybody has said anything to him about it. Man Bun Chris says Ben Glaze is getting really good at this. He sets up clips well. I am excited for tonight, as am I. Because it goes, who are these free beers? And then it goes, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Side note, if in fact our beloved pal Kelly Cheese is like the new leader of a hot new morning show and is leaving, if that happens in my speculation, we will then have to go with who are these free beers and who are these Kelly Cheesies or whatever the fuck. Alan says Steve and Hot Wings should start their own podcast and call it, if you listen to this, you will want to kill yourself. That's a little harsh. We already have Steve and Kyle. Kyle has, he was a fat fuck, and he has lost a ton of weight. He looks great now, okay? I mean, he's nimble. He looks like he's 15 years younger. Like, he has the type of nimbleness now that if he were, like, chasing a child, he would be able to easily catch that child. I don't know what he would be wanting to do with the child, what type of game. Like, if there's, let's say he's walking down the street and there's a child walking down the street alone, like a little boy, and he wanted to play a game, and he pulled over and just reached out and tried to snatch the child off of the street, he would be able to do that. He would have great success because of how much weight he's lost. He looks like he's fast, like grease lightning, or and slippery, like KY jelly. Good for him. When people lose weight, I'm always impressed with that. Yeah, just jump out of the car, grab the child, get him back in the car, gone. And Amanda says, like a Kyle fade. Exactly. All right. Let's move on. There was a plane crash. Ahmedabad. Jetliner, 244 dead, crashes after takeoff. It appears that everybody perished. It appears in this image, it looks like they're shooting it from the ground up. You can see what appears to be the tail of the jetliner after it is gone into a building. I'm surprised that there's even any debris. Wow. This is just fucking horrible. Firefighters doused the smoking wreckage. This is a scene after the fire, or as it's burning, I should say. David says, are they okay? No, they're all dead, David. I already said that. Fully loaded with fuel shortly after takeoff. Many charred bodies lay on the ground and parts of the fuselage were scattered around the site. Indian Army teams were assisting civil authorities to clear debris and help treat the injured. Visuals also show the tail cone of the aircraft with damaged stabilizer fins still attached to it, lodged near the top of one of the buildings. That was the image that we saw. I just took a drink and the water just shot out of my mouth. That's horrible. Zero survivors. This is the first crash of a Boeing 787. Crashed into a residential area 5 minutes after takeoff. The 787 Dreamliner is a wide-body twin-engine jetliner. Boeing said it was aware of the reports of the crash and was working to gather more information. Boeing was that company. Wasn't shit happening just not that long ago, a few years ago, where they Boeings were like falling apart? Like the door blew out on the one and there was all sorts of recalls on the things. That this aircraft was introduced in 2009, and more than 1,000 have been delivered to dozens of airlines. And that's about all we got out of this one. Man, that's rough. No new trials for Michigan school shooter's parents. Despite violation by prosecutors, judge rules. I'm talking about James and Jennifer Crumbly. These are the two that they had the fucked up kid. And they said, all right, we know you're fucked up, but we're going to buy you a gun. And we're going to leave it here in the sock drawer. The kid took the gun to school. The kid was seen drawing a grisly murder scene on his math homework. Math teacher says, it's time to go to the office. And on the thing, it said, there are voices inside of my head. Help me. I'm dying. I'm going to shoot up the school. So they said, all right, this might be a red flag. He's got the gun in his book bag. They don't even know it. Parents come in. It's parents, psycho kid with the book bag, counselor, principal, all that. They go, all right, what's going on? Yeah, I'm fine. They said, we don't think he should be here. The parents said, ah, he's fine. All right, go back to class. One of the counselors handed him the book bag and said, boy, this is heavy. It had the gun in it. Kid goes back to class. Mom and dad go home. They get home. Reports of shots fired, Oxford High School. Mom goes, holy shit. And then she opens up the sock drawer, no gun, sends a kid a text and says, what have you done? She knows that he did it. He's going to spend the rest of his life in prison. These two scumbags, these two idiots are locked up for extended time on manslaughter charges, as they should. It went ahead to lead to a Michigan law that if there's young people at your home, you have to lock up the pistol, the shotgun, all that shit. You can't have that shit out. It has to be locked up. And this has happened where since then, people have not locked up the guns. And then the little fucker visits grandma and grandpa's house. And then somebody dies. Either the kid dies, somebody else dies. And then grandma and grandpa go to prison. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.